Less than 2 hours after President Kennedy died in Parkland Hospital in the shocked city of Dallas, his body was placed aboard Air Force One and flown home. It lay in repose in the black-draped White House. Outside, the skies sobbed softly. And then a tide of mourners poured slowly into Washington town. Presidents, prime ministers, and kings, and people, just people, who had learned to love him in such a terribly short time. His body was taken to the great rotunda of the United States Capitol and lay in state. And Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield eulogized the young president. He told how Mrs. Kennedy, majestic in sorrow, had placed her wedding band in her husband's coffin.
There was the sound of laughter, and in a moment, it was no more. And so, she took a ring from her finger and placed it in his hands. There was a wit in a man, neither young nor old, but a wit full of an old man's wisdom and a child's wisdom. And then, in a moment, it was no more. And so she took a ring from her finger and placed it in his hands. There was a man marked with the scars of his love of country, a body active with the surge of a life far from spent. And in a moment, it was no more.
The drums of death rolled across Pennsylvania Avenue. At St. Matthew's Cathedral, Richard Cardinal Cushing said Mass for this first Roman Catholic president.
Dominus vobiscum. Acquiesce, God in pace. Vice de visita trenta, se sei confuso me. Vais não, que está a cabeça, não, que tu é mais, já, já, me te visita, que está, e me rico, não, que está aqui, que está, que está, que está, que está, que Christum Dominum Nostrum. Amen.
The black caisson was drawn by 6 white horses. A 7th was a guide. Behind the caisson pranced a black horse, its saddle empty. A pair of cavalry boots, pointed backwards, were in the stirrups. The march from St. Matthew's to Arlington National Cemetery was lined with tears. At Arlington, the ceremonies were poignant. A squad of riflemen fired the last volley. Taps rolled across a wooded hillside where, only a few weeks before, the president had called it such a beautiful spot, he could stay there forever. A saddened First Lady lighted an everlasting flame at his grave. And there, we the world buried John Fitzgerald Kennedy, born May 29, 1917, died November 22, 1963, at 1 o'clock on a Texas afternoon.